Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on this Father's Day weekend. And my first guest this week, one of the Oak Ridge Boys, has a new book out right now. We'll be chatting with the Mountain Man, William Lee Golden. Later on, actor, producer, writer, does it all. Robert Townsend will be joining us. We're going to be talking to Alan Vandermolen. He's going to be chatting about how plastics are killing our oceans. Next hour, famous pathologist Cyril Weck will be on the show. He's got a brand new book about how to make movies. We're talking about Shane Stanley, who will be joining us. And then gifts for dads and grads with Jennifer Jolly. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today. We're going to pause only momentarily when we come back. My first guest this first hour from the Oak Ridge Boys, the Mountain Man himself, William Lee Golden.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Life is beautiful. Life is wondrous. Every star above shining just for us. Life is beautiful. All a stormy night.
That's a great song. We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi today. Actually, what you're listening to is a group that all of them are friends of mine, and it's always great to have them here. We've had them all on the air several times. Of course, we're talking about the Oak Ridge Boys, and joining us right now with a brand new book, which is absolutely sensational. We haven't talked to them in a while. We had Joe, Dwayne, and we've had Richard on, but now the pleasure of William Lee Golden. Hello, William. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Ron, great to be on the Ron Segi Show.
Well, it's great to have William Golden with us, and I got to tell you something. I said this before we went on the air. This book is sensational, and I'm telling you, I couldn't put the doggone thing down.
Well, it's all true, and I know he talked to my first wife, my ex-wife, got their story, which I even learned things in my own book about what happened when my wife and my girlfriend got together to confront me. See, I didn't know a lot of that story till I read the book. And some things you learn in life that was going down that you wasn't aware of at the time it was going down.
Well, you made a great statement, and I love this statement. It says, when you write your life story and you decide to bare everything, it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
It feels a lot like getting naked in front of the entire world. And I got to tell you, the book, Behind the Beard, first of all, great name, Behind the Beard, is a story that, warts and all, you leave nothing out. And I love that.
Well, you might as well, you know, it's a story that has all them turns in it. And it's not only my perspective in the book, but it's the other people that might have been listed in the book and their perspective of what happened, you know, whether it was my wives or ex-wives or my, you know, even with the Oak Ridge Boys, our breakup and getting back together, all those things of me being fired is all in there. So putting the truth out there of something that I've never really taking the opportunity to bore people with my story, so to speak. We're getting into all the detail of my faults and some of my mistakes and my shortcomings and trying to have a good time, never to hurt anybody, but sometimes people's feelings get hurt, and that's, we're all sensitive, so I certainly didn't do all of this to hurt anybody's feelings either, you know. I sang a song called Trying to Love Two Women. Time I recorded that was kind of a story of my life. So there's a chapter in there about trying to love two women, and there's also the consequences of that. There's pictures with me and my four different wives. There's more pictures of the Oak Ridge Boys than there is in any other book that I know of. There's classic photographs of the Oaks that have never been seen. Photographs that go back to 1965 when I first joined, and through the years, and, you know, the Oak Ridge Boys are interviewed in my book.
Yeah.
Get their side of the story. I said, you know, hey, let's get it all. If I'm not remembering it right, maybe somebody else can. So I want everybody's involvement. And if I'm telling something and my memory is different, then we'll find the truth here somewhere.
Well, you know, William, you talk about the pictures. There is a great, and I mean great, pictorial in this book. There's over 200 pictures, and boy, it goes right back to you sitting on your grandfather's car back when you were first born. It is good.
Yeah, that was the early 40s.
Yeah. You know, you talk about growing up on the farm. You talk about the school years. You talk about joining the group. You talk about just about everything. I don't know, William, if it's because I'm in this business and I can relate to what you're talking about, but it's just amazing to me how you, in the book, talk about how you made it from the ground up. You know, back in those days, and I say that because I was there too, you could go and talk to agents, talk to television stations like you did, a few dimes here and a few quarters there, get some stuff made, work a record, go to a town and talk to the disc jockey as if there for the first time and wanted to get their help. And I don't know if you could do that anymore, but you really were a businessman, which I think a lot of times in show business, people forget the second word.
Well, in the music business, you know, I became friends and studied by great promoters. You know, if you realize you need something, it's better to go to a real professional for advice than to talk to the guy that works on your car about it, you know. That's what I did. I went to people like Lon Varnell, the Varnell company that promoted all of Lawrence Welk shows at that time, and they used to promote all the Statler shows, and he's a real promoter and promoted all of the George Strait shows, promoted a lot of Garth Brooks shows. Those were the people that I originally, when I was a young man, I went to Mr. Lon Varnell, who was an award-winning coach of college basketball coach that had got into promoting. His first promotion was a Harlem Globetrotter exhibition, you know. And so that led him into more views. Then he got into music. So it's interesting how different promoters got into the game of where they come from and what was their that led them the path to their success. And to me, it's a thing that every day is a new learning experience. You wake up, use what you've learned to move forward and learn everything else you can learn that day.
Learning from Lon is really learning from a pro because, as you mentioned before, Lawrence Welk was very meticulous in who he wanted to handle that show. It was a big job with all those people, and he did it great, and he did it great for you, too. You know, you say in the book you're a man of few words, but boy, I tell you, the words just flow out marvelously in this book. I really mean that. And I tell you what I enjoy. I mean, I enjoyed every part of it. I'm not saying that just because we're talking. I really did. I enjoyed the part of how you put the band together. You talk about the Stamps Quartet, J.D. Sumner, of course, who worked with Elvis for many, many years.
Tony Brown, who was piano player that you got from the band, he later played with Elvis. Was he after Glenn Hardin, William?
He did play after Glenn. Then Tony left us to go with Elvis. What happened is I hired Richard from Elvis tour, from singing with the Stamps there.
Right.
I hired Richard Sherwin to come with the Oak Ridge Boys. Well, Elvis liked Richard, and anyhow, Glenn D. Hardin was getting out of there, and they were looking for a piano player, and man, they called Tony Brown, who was playing for us, and got Tony to come play with Elvis. So it was an easy choice at that time for Tony to make, but and Richard made the choice. He had made the choice to leave Elvis and come with the Oak Ridge Boys,
right.
Because I talked him into doing that, you know, because I told him I thought we had a bright future. And with him a part of it, I think it would reach it easier and quicker, which we did.
Well, he would have been in a world of hurt if he would have stayed with Elvis, because a couple of years later, of course, we lost him. A lot of people don't realize that the Oak Ridge Boys started long before the group as it is today. What year did that actually happen? Before you were involved, what was the original year?
I joined in 1965.
Right.
It was January of 1965 when I joined. The group had been going for over 20 years. It was the early 40s, and the group that was known over Knoxville called the Georgia Clodhoppers. They were more of a bluegrass and comedy and country group. But they would go up to Oak Ridge, Tennessee, when they were developing the atomic bomb. They're splitting the atom is what they were doing. But they would go there and sing on the weekends, because all the people, the scientists and engineers, were all sequestered there. But they would bring the entertainment in. They had 60,000 acres there where Oak Ridge, they were developing the splitting the atom. So they were the group that they wanted to see every week, and so after a time, they changed their name to the Oak Ridge Quartet, because their gospel music was the most popular thing they did there, and they, when they would come over there and sing at the Oak Ridge Atomic Energy Plant.
You know, I think one of the many great stories in this book, and it wasn't great for you, was here you are in 1965, you come to the group. You're responsible for having Joe Bonsall in the group. You're responsible for hiring Dwayne Allen in the group. You're responsible for having Richard Sturban in the group. The three members that joined you that became legendary performers. But 1 year, they came to the conclusion they were going to fire you. And they did, and you were gone for 9 years. In the book, you describe it very distinctly, what an impact that had. In fact, that was the same year you were divorced, you lost your record company contract with MCA, and your father passed away. Terrible, terrible time in your life. How the heck did that happen? How did three guys that you hired fire you? And we'll get that answer from William Lee Golden of the Oak Ridge Boys when we return in just a moment.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Why don't you swing down Sweet Cherry Stoppin' and let me ride?
Come on and swing.
Swing down Cherry Stoppin' and let me ride. Rock me Lord, come and easy. I've got a home on the other side.
We're back with Ron Sedgy today all across the USA and around the world. That, of course, is music of the Oak Ridge Boys. By the way, the music that we are playing is from their brand new CD just released the 11th of this month called Front Porch Singing, and our guest is our dear friend William Lee Golden. His new book is out right now, Behind the Beard. Get it. It's sensational. And William, I'm assuming after hearing the title, and I talked to Joe about this a few weeks ago, that CD name, Front Porch Singing, really came from the idea that you guys do on your Christmas show.
Right. Dave Cobb had come to see us do a Christmas show 2 or 3 years ago. We do a segment in the show where we change sets. They roll out a fireplace out there and the fireplace going, and then they bring these rocking chairs out. We sit around the fireplace and start talking, and each guy talks for a little bit and it explains where we came from, our childhood. Each guy talks about our childhood, and we'll sing a song from the rocking chairs, and then the next guy talks about his childhood and we'll sing another song. And the same, we go down the line, and in my hometown they have a porch festival where they got bands that come up packed full of people there, and they move down to the next house. There's another band going, so it's just a weekend of porch festival, they call it, down in Bruton, Alabama.
I love the routine because I've seen it 100 times with the Christmas concert, and I just love how it goes. Now, William, we finished out the last segment with this question. I'm anxious to hear your answer. How do the three guys, Dwayne Allen, Joe Bonzel, and Richard Sturban, who you all hired, ended up firing you?
Well,
good question.
I'm out of the chairman of the board of our corporation. You know, your success people, it's easy to pick each other apart behind their back. And so they started having closet meetings, I guess, and planning ahead, and decided that to take a long 2-month break from touring and to get rid of me and hire a new guy and never look back because they'd never need me anymore. But it was a shock to me. No one talked to me about it. A fan told me what was going down after the last show. I had stayed over in Detroit. A fan come up that was crying. I said, I'm so sorry you're leaving. I said, what? She said, yeah, that Richard had told them at the bar that they were getting rid of me and that I was going to be fired. And but I called home that day and talked to my secretary and said, this is what I'm hearing out here. Is anything? She said, well, you have a letter that just come in from your partners and today, and they've all left town now. They all took off on vacations. They come in town and jumped off the bus, and they all left town, so none of them will be here for another 2 weeks. I said, okay. The next day, it was front page news in the Nashville paper, so the Oak Ridge Boys fire William Lee Golden. You know, we had in our corporation that if three guys got together, they could make major decisions. They did. Took advantage. advantage of that opportunity.
Yeah. But you know what? You're a man enough 9 years later that you patched it up and everything was great. You had a great comeback on New Year's Eve and you walked out on stage. I've seen you guys a million times, and I will be seeing you when you come down to Florida, by the way. You're always so kind. I played in my hometown of Pennsylvania, and all of you were so kind to cross-plug me because I was coming in there the week after that you were playing at the Warner Theater. And I'll never forget that favor. You guys are the best. The name of the book is Behind the Beard. Now, I want you to know, William, that if possible, I could talk to you for exactly a month and a half. I could go on and on and on. And tell you,
well, it's quite a story, man.
It is.
My life has been filled with also a lot of love and happiness, man. It's been, and I know I've brought a lot of the, my weakness, my love for women. My four wives have, all pictures of me with my four wives are in the book. We're not all together, though, so I don't want to confuse you about that. But I'm not sure if we can arrange. Well, I know we can't now, but anyhow, it's my story. Some of it's not pretty, but it's still things that happened. And the writer felt that this stuff should be in there to tell the story. And I said, hey, you know more than I do, and I want the truth to be there. It don't matter who it hurts. Yeah. I'm man enough to take it. So let's let everybody say what it is. And whatever the truth is, I'm man enough to be responsible for my part of it.
Well, I will tell you one thing. I think, and I really mean this, this would make a great movie, William. I really mean that. It would make a really good movie. I mean, you got to think about that.
There's been two or three people that are highly respected people that deal in both worlds of film and television, and they've also said that, man, this would be a great movie. Who do we get to play you?
I'll do that, William.
Not sure.
I'll grow a beard, and I'll do it. You're a little bit taller than me. If I wear the right kind of shoes, I think I can pull it off. Well, I got to tell you something, my friend. I appreciate your friendship. You can get the book, Behind the Beard, by going to WilliamLeeGoldenBook.com or at Amazon.com. I read a lot of books doing this show for over 30 years. This is a book you must read and a great story. I mean that sincerely. Now, William, we'll be seeing you in a couple of months. I know you're coming down to Florida, and we will be there. And I look forward to the show, getting backstage, break some bread later in the evening.
Absolutely, Ron. I would love to see you there, and we'll get together, man. I'd love to break some bread, have a glass of wine.
Now you're talking. And again, great book, my friend. You did a heck of a job.
Thank you, sir. And thank you for having me on your show here, Ron.
And William not only has this book out, Behind the Beard, the Oak Ridge Boys have a brand new CD out, just came out the 11th, a few days ago, Front Porch Singing.
Thank you. And then later in the summer, the 32 songs, the three CDs that I did with my son, gospel CD, the traditional classic country, and the country rock album that we did with my sons. That's all coming out here by the end of the summer.
The name of the band is the Goldens.
Yes.
Of course, William Lee is involved with that.
My sons and myself and our band and our family friends.
We got to get your sons on the show, too. We'll talk about that, okay? We need to get them on.
I'd love to do that, Ron.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
William Lee Golden has been our guest. The Oak Ridge Boys and William Lee, he's the main man there. He put it all together back in 1965 as we know it today.
Well, you're so nice, Ron. I appreciate you reading the book and having such wonderful things to share with the people there today.
Well, it's my pleasure, William. And we're going to play another song from the new CD, Front Porch Singing. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Till I see you again, I will be lost. Till I see you again, I will never be whole.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR
state-of-the-art capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats and Republicans are still trying to negotiate a deal on infrastructure. The newest proposal is $1 trillion. Democrats want to increase taxes on wealthier individuals. Republicans want to use unspent COVID relief funds. President Biden said he'd like to see bipartisan action on infrastructure, but next week, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer will start exploring reconciliation, which would allow Democrats to only need more than 50% to pass the bill. The Faith and Freedom Coalition is wrapping up their conference. On Friday, former Vice President Mike Pence blasted President Biden.
In just 148 days, the Biden-Harris administration has unleashed a tidal wave of left-wing policies that threaten to wipe out all the progress that we made.
Most people cheered, but a few people booed him and chanted he was a traitor. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgy today, and our next guest has been on our show in the past. I really enjoy talking to him. He is a real Hollywood icon, there's no doubt about it. Problem is, I always have a difficulty trying to come up with everything to explain what he does in the introduction. So I'm just going to say right now that he does everything. Actor, comedian, writer, director, network executive. Joining us right now is our friend Robert Townsend. Hi, Robert. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so
much for having me, and thank you for that wonderful introduction.
The more things thank that you do, the harder it is to introduce you, because then we don't have any time to chat.
I've been blessed to write, direct, produce, act, and, you know, star in different movies and television shows. So, you know, a crazy thing to be a hyphen, but I love it.
Robert, tell us about this movie that's coming out now.
Yes, sir. I am so excited. The documentary is called Making the Five Heartbeats.
I know.
And it's about my second movie, The Five Heartbeats. People love that movie. And I co-wrote it with Keenan Ivory Wayans, directed it, starred in it, produced it. And, you know, fans really love it. And now I've done this documentary about my journey to make the movie. And so it's really the story of a young filmmaker trying to figure it out. And it's all the ups and downs of my journey. So the documentary, you know, has been nominated now for an NAACP Image Award, but I've won already because I'm on the phone with you.
Oh, that's very nice of you to say. You won already with everything else that you've done, including this. And it's going to be available on DVD. Am I not correct on that, Robert?
Yes. People can pre-order it right now on RobertTownsend.com. So if they, you know, if they're fans and they say, oh, I love that movie and I'd love to get a copy of it, the pre-orders, because tomorrow, as a matter of fact, is the anniversary of when the film was released in theaters 28 years ago.
You know, my roots, too, are in music from that era. So I love this. I mean, I perform with a 15-piece orchestra doing all the songs from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. So this movie is very, very dear to my heart. I am so happy that you are having this Making the Five Heartbeats available to everybody now through the DVD sales. That's sensational. It really is. And I also like American Soul, your presentation of Don Cornelius' Soul Train story.
Oh, let me say, I've been having an amazing time working on the show. I did two episodes of the show. I knew Don Cornelius and the TV series on BET right now, and it's really, you know, an examination of this brilliant man who created and changed the landscape of music. And so it's a wonderful show. I'm just waiting right now to see if we get picked up for another season.
Oh, it is.
But I had the best time. And I just love music. And like when you said, you know, so now do you sing or are you a performer?
I sing.
Oh, my God. Yeah, oh, my brother. Congratulations.
I sing. In fact, back in the old days, around 1971, 72, I had two Grammy Award nominations. And you can relate to this because you got into the executive world of network programming. I started owning radio stations, so I stopped singing. Well, when I came down to Florida, I said, I'm going to do this again. Only I'm going to do it as a swan song with a 15-piece orchestra. So I don't make any money because it costs like $9 million to do this thing. But,
oh, my God.
But I'm having a good time. I really am. I just run down everything that you have done. It is sensational. Ladies and gentlemen, go to a dictionary and look up everything in show business, and you will see Robert's picture. I mean, everything. Unbelievable.
God bless you. God bless you.
You come a long way from old Cooley High, have you not, Robert?
You know, here's the thing. As an artist, you know, I love what I do. And anytime I get to create, I am so happy. And like I said, you know, like with the documentary, I just give you a glimpse into my creative process. And I think it's a kind of a fun journey because you get to see the frustrations that I go through to make that movie. And like you said a second ago, you know, in terms of performing, how much it cost and everything. And I just love the journey of being an artist.
A lot of people will say, oh, you're so lucky you've done this. They don't see the behind the scenes, the struggle. Ladies and gentlemen, this man used his own credit cards to finance a movie. It is not an easy ball game to go out there and finance a movie. This is hard stuff. I mean, when you go out and get a mortgage or a loan on an apartment building, it's brick and mortar. Boy, when you're talking about intellectual property, that's tough, Robert.
Well, you know, the thing is that you got to really believe. And I think when you're an artist, all you have is your faith in yourself.
That's right.
And friends that support you. And so I think that you got to have a vision. And I think, you know, part of the journey is you really got to want it, too. So many people say they want to, you know, live a life as an artist, but they're not willing to take the chances. And I think that's what I've always done. And, like, especially my journey when you see the documentary, I mean, I think because you're a performer as well, you'll really understand all the bumps along the way, but I still won.
I love it. I think it's sensational. I think you are showing warts and all and how it is to succeed in this business, and most importantly, how difficult it is, which you have persevered. He has been nominated for over 30 NAACP Image Awards for film and television. Tell us about, though, and I don't know how you do this. I really don't, because you've worked with everybody. You've done everything. I don't know how you find time to be a humanitarian, but you are a longtime speaker for the United Negro College Fund. Tell us about the Milken Family Fund that you're so involved with.
For 5 years, Lowell Milken and Michael Milken, they have a special fund that they honor teachers, and they give $25,000 to 100 teachers all across America, and they get to use the $25,000 for whatever they want to do. And so we do a surprise assembly, and then we honor them with the check, and it's kind of like a publisher's clearinghouse sweepstakes. They never know they're going to get the check. And it's just beautiful, and it honors teachers all across America.
Good for you. Let me pose this to you, because this has always been interesting to me, because I fall into this category myself sometimes, and that is when you were running the network, okay, when you were in charge of all programming, of which you've done a ton of things, and again, I'm leaving out so many of the great movies that you were part of. Way down deep inside, did you have that urge that you want to get back in front of the camera? Because once you get a little taste of what it's like to be the person on stage, the center of the whole production, it's pretty tough to sit at a desk and do negotiations with a bank and an accountant and engineers.
I'm not going to lie. I do miss it. I do. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm working on a few projects to be, you know, back in front of the camera. But there is a side where, you know, I'm a kid. I still love making people laugh or making them cry. As a matter of fact, I've been working on a one-man show about my life that I took on the road last year, and I may bring it back this year. But I still have that artist in me. I think I'm pretty sure when you sing, you just are transported.
Oh, yeah.
And I just think that's, you know what I mean? We're talking now, but I know if you're on that stage, and, you know, what's your favorite song? Just real quick for you. What's the song you sing the most?
I sing a lot, but I love singing Roy Orbison songs, you know, Crying Pretty Woman, Gene Pitney, Neil Diamond. And when you do that, you know, you could have a headache, you could have a backache, you could have a financial problem, you could have an argument with your wife. You forget all that stuff when you're up there. You know that, Robert?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, well, see, I mean, here's the thing. There's nothing like living the life of an artist, you know, and I, like I said, I've been totally blessed. As a matter of fact, one of my movies is the 22nd anniversary today, and that's Baps that I directed with Halle Berry.
I love that.
And, thank you. Thank you.
That.
And so, you know, it was her first comedy, and now when I talk to her, she's like, Robert, people stop me on the streets and they know me the most from that movie. So I feel really honored.
Well, from a young man who was reading Shakespeare in school to being on the big stage in comedy and in the center of attention, you're quite a guy. And you know what? You're not only a good talent, you're a good guy. And in this business, you know, that's hard to find these days, Robert.
Oh, man, thank you so much. Thank you. Well, you know, here's the thing. I think, to me, the really great people that I admire, they're really nice people.
Yeah.
They really are
nice
people.
Right. Yeah.
And so thank you for that compliment.
Well, it's meant from the heart. I know you have a website. Where can we go to get all this information that's happening for you?
If people want to know more about what I'm working on, as well as if they want to pre-order the DVD, they can simply go to roberttownsend.com, and everything is right there.
Are you going to be down in Orlando anytime in the near future, where we originate our national show?
You know what? I'm supposed to go to... I'm going to 3 film festivals. I'm going to one in Detroit on the 13th to show the documentary. Then I'm going to be in Cleveland on the 25th. But I'm supposed to be coming to Orlando, and I just don't know the date. But there's a film festival down there, and
yes,
I'll be down there.
Yes, there is a film festival. I've been involved with it. Well, let me tell you something. When you do that, let's make sure that we cross paths, break some bread together, and chat a little bit. I'd love to have you.
Oh, I'd love to do that. So let's make it a date.
Okay. Thanks, Robert. Then we'll set it up. And congratulations on all that you've done. And good luck. Hey, we'll be rooting for you, my friend.
Thank you so much, man. It's been a treat talking with you, and you have an amazing day. And keep singing.
Okay, and you keep on working real hard, okay? Keep giving us that entertainment that we love, whether it's comedy, motion pictures, television, whatever the case may be. Don't stop, okay?
Thank you so much.
Rob Townsend has been our guest, and he's got the soulful documentary, Making of the Five Heartbeats, the brainchild of our guest, Robert Townsend. And we'll be right back with more live nationwide and around the world with Ron Seggi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The USA and around the world is Ron Sedgy today. I am very interested in this next subject. When I saw it come across my desk, I said, boy, this is something we really got to deal with. It's fascinating, and it's rather sad, too, I might add. Our guest is the Chief Communication Officer for S.C. Johnson. Joining us right now is Alan Vandermolen. Hi, Alan. How are you? Welcome to the show.
So happy to be here with you, and a happy birthday to you, sir.
Well, thank you very much. That's nice of you to say. I appreciate that. You know, I am serious. I read about this. I couldn't believe it. Let me just kind of do a little bit of a synopsis that I never really thought was that serious. Plastics in the ocean are a greater threat to the health of the world oceans, and by 2052, plastics are projected to weigh more than there are fish in the seas. This is amazing, and we talk about this as being social plastics. What is social plastics?
Look, I think making this issue relevant for your listeners and consumers around the world is really important. That statistic of more plastic in the ocean by 2052 than fish is incredible. in particular, when you think about how much of that is also getting into the fish and making it into our food chain. 60% of this issue is in Asia Pacific and in Southeast Asia. So when we talk about social plastics, we're talking about creating a business model that helps impoverished people in Southeast Asia make a living from collecting ocean-bound plastics, because right now there's no incentive for cleanups at a local level. So by creating social plastics, we create an economic enterprise where collectors can make money, lift themselves out of poverty, while getting ocean-bound plastic to recycling centers in Southeast Asia that then through a long process is turned into packaging for products like our Windex in the United States.
Now, there's a statistic that I find fascinating, and that is that 150 million plus people in the world make less than $1.90 per day, and as you mentioned before, a majority of it coming from Southeast Asia, but there is an equivalent of 8 million metric tons of plastic waste that goes into the ocean every year. That equates to one garbage truck worth of plastic being dumped in our oceans every minute. Now, my question is, I know you're taking a lot of these workers in the Indonesia area and in the Southeast Asia and giving them jobs, which is, you know, good for the ecosystem and good for the economy, but how do they do that without going out with big machinery? I mean, they can't just walk along the shoreline and pick up bottles.
Well, they actually do. Surprisingly enough, they do go to the shoreline. They go into where rivers are coming into the sea, dumping into the sea, and they are collecting, and they're putting that plastic onto their small trucks, onto their tuk-tuks, for people who are familiar with those. So think about a small three-wheeled vehicle, and they're putting these plastics on whatever mode of transportation they have, and getting them to the local recycling center that's run by the plastic bank. So that's exactly what's happening. And that's happening not only at more than 500 collection centers in Southeast Asia, that's also starting to happen in Latin America, and we're looking at setting up a pilot program in Africa as well.
What countries actually continue to dump in oceans? I mean, I was always the impression that in this day and age, landfills do that.
I think calling individual countries out is a little difficult, but I can tell you this, that the problem originates from not having appropriate waste systems in places like the Philippines, Indonesia, Malaysia. So what this program is doing is, again, placing that economic incentive there for collectors, setting up more than 500 collection centers around Southeast Asia so the waste actually makes it to collection centers where it can be repurposed into packaging.
You mentioned the area again of Southeast Asia. Do we have that problem in our area, in North America or in Europe? Are we still dumping into oceans to our waste, particular things that don't disintegrate, like plastic bottles?
Most of our waste in the United States goes into landfill, right? We do have an issue with plastic packaging in this country, which is primarily through single-use plastics that are used at your grocery store or convenience store, for example. The issue here is trying to scale community-based recycling programs with local communities where the onus is taken a bit off the consumer and put on to helping to scale what's called curbside recycling around the country.
Go back to the movie The Graduate, where the fellow was told, get in the plastic sticks. That's the latest thing. It's a great innovation. It's light, it's durable, and everything else. Boy, I tell you, it does havoc on our ecosystem, as you mentioned, because of the fact that it doesn't disintegrate.
That's right. So SC Johnson's Windex brand packaging is actually made 100% from ocean-bound plastic, which is the plastic that we're recovering with the plastic bank in Southeast Asia. We also have similar programs, Ron, that I think are interesting around this country with professional sports teams, Milwaukee Brewers and Milwaukee Bucks, to pull plastic cups out of their ecosystem and to recycle those plastic cups into the packaging for our Scrubbing Bubbles brand.
In a landfill, do you still have that same problem? I mean, you can't retrieve the plastic bottles going into a landfill, can you, or can you do it prior to that?
You can do separation certainly before it gets to the landfill, which is why we're trying to set up curbside recycling pilots around this country. We have 6 up and running now in New Jersey, in Georgia, and in Washington State, so those plastics don't make it into the landfill.
Okay, let's talk about the general public that are listening to our voices now. How do they get involved in something like that?
The first thing they can do is start to understand the relevance and importance of this issue. it's not just our landfills that are being impacted. It's their daily lives, that microplastics can make it into the food chain. Microplastics, in fact, make it into the air we breathe. There's a recent study out of Australia that says that people around the world could be breathing in the equivalent of one credit card worth of plastic per week. So understanding the relevance is the first thing. The second thing consumers can do is look at the packaging they're buying at retail. And it's on every product or almost every product that says, is this 100% recyclable, reusable plastic? And those are the kinds of things that consumers can look for. The other thing consumers can do is understand the recycling programs that are available to them on a municipal basis. And if there aren't programs that are available, to start to talk to local government and put pressure on communities to create curbside recycling programs.
If someone needs their attention grabbed by this, all they need to do is look at that statistic that I mentioned earlier, that by 2052, plastics are projected away more than there are fish in the seas. That is very, very frightening. Alan, where can we go for more information on this and get involved?
You can go to scjohnson.com, and on our landing page, you're going to see information about ocean-bound plastics and about recycling programs.
Very interesting. Come back anytime. Give us an update on things that are going with the big project that you have undertaken, Social Plastic and the Plastic Bank, if you will.
Yes, sir. Well, Ron, we're very happy to be here, and thanks for your time.
That is serious stuff. I really mean it. It's interesting. It's staggering to hear those statistics, but it's very frightening, and it's very serious. Our guest has been the Chief Communication Officer for SC Johnson, Alan Vandermolen. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You know this station, this network is looking for their next rock star broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you.
It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
That wraps
wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go on this Father's Day weekend. I want to thank my guest this first hour for joining us from the Oak Ridge Boys, William Lee Golden, actor, producer, Robert Townsend. Also want to thank Alan Vandermolen, talking about how plastics are killing our ocean. Next hour, pathologist Cyril Weck will be here, movie producer who's written a great book about how to make movies and finance them, Shane Stanley, and then Jennifer Jolly will be chatting to us about gift ideas for dads and grads. And that's all coming up next hour, live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. We're going to pause. We'll be back momentarily with our second hour and our first guest that second hour, Cyril Weck.